Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing my show.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Radio. This is your boy Kev, chilling as you dial. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Father Time was having a dog.
What's up, bro?
Chilling as usual.
For shizzle.
All right, man.
My nizzle.
Been a long day, bro. Been a long day. Long fucking day.
See, for me and you both, man, I'm tired of the mug, man, but show must go on.
Right.
You feel me?
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. Gotta go on.
Yeah, I'm gonna put networking and politicking, man, on this bull.
Oh, what's that?
Letting them know, man. You know, I gotta let them know. City is up running and live, baby.
Well, of course, man. Of course. So we got some money on the line already.
I'll take care of that.
Carla, what's happening?
Hello.
And who might this be?
It's Mother Nature.
I don't know who it is. I don't know. Who's going down, baby?
Nothing much.
So y'all ain't over there cross country pimping now, y'all.
Cross country pimping. I ain't never heard that shit before. Cross country pimping.
Right, you ain't heard cross country pimping?
I ain't never heard that term before, bro.
Oh, okay.
It's a new one on me. But I like it, though.
I'm gonna have to turn you on to that pimp sub hole down.
Oh, is that where that's from?
I'm from country pimping, baby.
Oh, okay.
We get some.
I didn't know this where it was from. I saw that flip.
Oh, man, that's what it do. It's all about that. I mean, honestly and truly, like I said, we were talking about it last night, man, and I was sitting back reflecting. That would be a pimp gotta be a hell of a fucking job.
Yeah. It's like, it's got to be 24/7.
You got to constantly figure out what these females up to, what they doing. It got to be a hell of a job to be a pimp. For anybody listening, excuse my voice, man. My voice kind of went out. So, you know. What's up, Jadine?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Hi,
Jadine. Hey.
How are you?
Trying to get me a gun.
You trying to get a gun?
Yeah.
What for? What do you need a gun for?
Y'all didn't hear about that story? I got fired.
What story?
About the man who went crazy and ate the other man's face.
I saw that.
Wait a minute, that was serious? I thought that was a joke.
No, it was not a joke. That was real.
So that dude's face really is gone?
Yes, they said he tore off 75% of his face with his teeth.
I seen that shit, man. I thought that shit was a joke. I was like, who posted this old stupid shit? And I blew it off. I ain't gonna even lie. I blew it off because I'm like, man, this shit ain't real. You mean to tell me a motherfucker ate a motherfucker's face?
Yes. They said they think he was high for this new stuff they doing, bath salts or something. I don't know.
What is it called now?
Bath salts. That's what they
call
it. Yep. That's what they call it.
Yo, you had to be high on something to eat somebody's motherfucking face.
Dude, this dude was fucking disfigured, dog.
That's
crazy.
And then they said it took 4 bullets to kill him, 4, for him to stop eating this man's face.
Who shot him, the police?
Yeah, the police. Some man was riding his bike past and saw the shit and probably became hysterical. He was like, he ain't never seen no shit like this before. So he flagged a police officer down, and you know, you probably trying to explain to the police officer, like, this man is eating this other man's face. And the man is still alive. He was still alive.
If I was the police, I wouldn't believe that shit. I'd be like, get your ass out of here before I take you to jail.
They did, and the police officer, like, slowly got out the car and was taking his time until he noticed, like, what the hell is going on? Like, he really is. And he shot him. He told him to stop. And they said the dude looked up and just growled at him. And so he shot him once, and he still kept eating the man's face. And he had to shoot him 3 more times and ended up killing him. And the man was black. I was like, oh, I didn't hear enough.
What the fuck? What kind of drug was that?
I saw the picture of the dude, but I didn't believe it either, man. I thought it was garbage.
Right.
I thought somebody was trying to do a joke.
No.
It was real.
Yes. So, of course, everybody calling him a zombie or whatever.
Yeah, that's what they said. A zombie ate man's face. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
Hey, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Caller? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, who is?
What's up? Really?
Well. Thank you, caller.
Did they hang up?
No. Just muted him. They didn't want to talk.
Say what?
No, he's still on.
I don't know about him. I'm having technical difficulties over here.
I'll go back here in about 5 minutes.
That shit was real, huh?
Yes, it was.
What was that at? Was it in Florida or something?
Yeah, it was in Florida.
Man, what the fuck kind of drugs they got running over there?
Yeah.
See, now...
It's just new stuff coming out. People trying stuff that they shouldn't be... Why is you snorting bath salts? They said it's similar to the bath salts that women like use in our bath water, but they didn't enhance it and mix it with something. They don't know what it is.
Who the fuck goes sniff some salt?
Well, they doing it.
You know, I saw a lot of shit on Yahoo today talking about zombies, so that must be where all this shit's coming from.
Yeah, it's coming from
saying that
him.
Zombie shit can really happen and all that bullshit. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And this motherfucker down here eating somebody's face raw.
Yes, they said he ate his face to the bone. They said they don't even know how they going to reconstruct his face. That's if the man even survived.
Oh, he was still he alive?
Yes, he was alive. He's still alive.
See, I need to read the story because how can, if he was still alive, why was he was just letting this motherfucker eat his face? Why he wasn't fighting back?
They said because when they do that bath salt, it heats up all of their organs and it makes them have super strength, like they zombies. So it's like the man had super strength. He was butt naked. And they said the man was trying to fight him off, but he couldn't. And hell, by the time you done bit off half his damn face and shit, he probably was in shock.
God damn. Well, I got a gun. I'm going to buy another one. That's some crazy. I've never heard no shit like that. I mean, I've heard people eating dead people, but not nobody that's still alive.
Exactly.
That's crazy to the motherfucker, man. That shit is actually fucking scary, to be honest with you. Carla, what's happening?
What up?
What's up, dog?
Shit.
Man.
That's zombies, man. Go get your gun, man. Get heated up, dude. Get you plenty of bullets. Because the zombie shit's going to jump off.
I ain't worried about it.
Yo, you're going to need a whole lot of bullets, man. You ain't never seen a Walking Dead? Zombies, man.
I got plenty of knives at the crib and the store. I'm chopping heads, so I'll fuck them bullets. I'm going to save my bullets for a rainy day.
Yeah, but you got to hit them in the head. I've seen too many. I've seen enough zombie movies. I survive. I'll make it through.
All you got to do is run. Stop smoking them cigarettes. We'll get away.
Now, some of them motherfuckers run too, man. Some of the zombies can run too. I've seen the up to date zombie movies, dude. They be hauling ass.
Well, if that's the case, I'm standing on top of the crib.
They can get up there, they climb just like you can climb. I mean, you ain't heard about the dude in Florida that ate the Janine was just telling us about the dude in Florida that was eating the other dude's face.
Yeah,
he was still
smoking that bath salt bullshit. That synthesized crack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The zombies is coming, dude.
Shit, they already know. They ain't coming. Motherfuckers already here.
And it took 4 bullets to drop, dude.
Well, they say that shit gets your adrenaline running, so.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how much that shit costs?
What, that's bath salt shit?
Yeah, anybody know how much it costs?
It's like $10.
Yeah, they said it's cheap.
It's like $20.
Yeah, I know they was talking about it on the news, the bath salt stuff. They had a special on it.
I've never heard of it.
You can buy it right in the hood.
Yeah, you can buy it at any little, like any other little stores. They sell them at the little smoke shop stuff like that. Yeah. They were trying to get a band on it.
It is a band on it. They got a band on it.
Yeah, at the time I was seeing it, they were talking about trying to get a band on it, but I didn't know if they had got passed in all the states. But some states have them banned, some don't.
I don't think all the states have the band.
No. I know for sure Indiana got it.
Yeah.
Florida, though. Yeah. Florida ain't got that band.
Of course not. But you know what? They used to sell that shit. You could buy that shit right in the hood at find your local Arab, and he got that shit.
Yep.
Why would you want to buy that shit, though?
Because motherfuckers
got,
you
doing shit like that?
Let me tell you, this is what they do. The synthetic crack.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Motherfuckers that's trying to get off of crack, they smoke that synthetic crack. So what they do is they smoke that shit, they get that cheap high, but it fucks you up. Just like
that
weed. That weed giving people heart attacks and irregular heart rates and all kinds of crazy shit. But it say right on side of the bag, not for human consumption. They selling it as incense, but people smoking it.
Right. Why the fuck would you take something that says not for human consumption?
That's the only way that they can sell it. That's the only way they can sell it.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. I'm not, but I got not. Hey, me and Dizzle was together one time, and he smoked that shit. That motherfucker sitting in my damn back seat passed the fuck out.
That shit gets you high as giraffe's ass on a plane to Africa. I'll tell you that much.
If it's going to make you eat a motherfucker, why would you even want to take that shit?
Shit.
That's just some out of control munchies.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Serious munchies.
You got to take into consideration people's mind frame before they take the shit too.
So they already
fucked up, or they already got a mental illness or whatever going on. You know, that just makes it worse.
This motherfucker's
sitting back thinking, well, I always wanted to eat a motherfucker, but I ain't never had enough heart to do it, so let me smoke this shit and go eat me a motherfucker. That's crazy than a motherfucker.
Well, they don't know that that's going to make them want to eat nobody.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't think about eating nobody before he smoked crack. Well, the bath salt shit.
Well, how could something like that I've been fucked up a lot of times. I ain't never wanted to go eat no motherfucker's face.
Well, if you take this medicine, now this medicine they just came out with, this medicine is for, like, if you work swing shifts, that shit's supposed to keep you woke during the time you're supposed to be asleep. Well, that shit is supposed to make you want to commit suicide.
What?
That's one of the side effects to that drug is you might have thoughts of suicide.
Exactly. That's why I don't know why people be taking this medicine.
I ain't taking none that come from Florida.
I don't even want to take an aspirin. I don't know what's in it.
I ain't eating shit that come from Florida. Anything produced in Florida, I ain't fucking with it, man, because they got some shit going on down there. I ain't drinking no more orange juice, none of that bullshit. Some shit's going on down there.
Oh, so you be thinking it's the vodka and the orange juice. Nah, it was that vodka. Nah, it was that motherfucking orange juice that his ass was drinking. Fuck the vodka.
Right.
So
he
got mad.
They got something going on, man. Make a motherfucker eat another motherfucker? That's a lie? And you so strong, you can't get this motherfucker off you because he that motherfucker strong?
Yeah, you kind of took a credible hope.
Man,
I would have signed my badge. Man. I would have just sat my gun down after that, went straight to the psychiatrist's office.
Right.
I didn't say some shit today.
Yeah, imagine walking up on and seeing some shit like that. Motherfucker just on the ground eating another motherfucker, and you just walk up on that shit.
Exactly.
Hey, fam, you want some of these? I got some ribs over
here.
You want some ribs?
Right, you want some ribs?
It's just like Hallmark, man. I'm going to get you some. Got some ketchup.
Fuck that, man. That's crazy. The fuck is this world coming to?
Zombies.
I mean, God damn.
Bam.
Everybody want to get... I heard of searching for that ultimate high, man, but that's fucking ridiculous, man. To be that fucking high to do some crazy shit like that?
I tell everybody that say they want to go look for that ultimate high, go jump your ass out of an airplane.
Okay.
With or without a parachute?
With a parachute. Now, if I'm mad that you jump your ass out of an airplane without a parachute, but if you just trying to get that adrenaline rush and trying to get your shit up there like that, go jump out of an airplane. Go skydive.
That ain't going to make me go eat a motherfucker, though.
Hell no, it's going to make you want to sit your ass down.
I'm talking about the shit that's going to make you go eat a motherfucker. They actually sell us some shit that'll have you eat motherfuckers, man.
Some fucking bath salts.
Yeah.
Some bath salts.
That's what
the, some shit you can buy at the store.
That's the quote-unquote, no, you can't buy it at any store. That's the quote-unquote name that they gave it to put it out on the shelves.
Yeah, that is not
they
really
just can't
a bath salt.
Yeah,
it's
they just can't say it's
synthetic crack. Yeah, synthetic crack. That's what it is.
So first they came out with a synthetic weed that said
now they
not
got synthetic crack.
Right.
Now they got synthetic crack that's making well, the weed making motherfuckers black out. Now the crack making motherfuckers eat you.
That's what it is. They just call it that.
I wonder what that shit people going to be shooting up with going to make them do.
Explode
zombies.
Well, that's how that zombie shit started on all every last one of them damn movies. I said,
some kind of drug
mixing shit together. See?
Yep.
I'm telling you, man. I'm going to give me another motherfucker. I'm going to get a rifle.
Well, I am
Winchester 22.
He found a cure to cancer, didn't he?
You said what now?
I Am Legend. He found the cure to cancer, so he was giving everybody that shit that,
Yeah, see, they probably already knew about this shit. That's why they be coming up with these movies.
Well, they say that they say that you got to tell the general public what the government's doing. So there's a conspiracy theory that they putting this shit in movies to tell people, you know, what's going on. Either you watch it or you don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I believe that shit, man. I believe that shit, man. If you think about the movies that's out, you got zombies, motherfucking vampires, werewolves. Who the fuck comes up with a concept of a vampire? Unless you knew about that shit. How could you come up with that kind of concept? Unless you hide in the motherfucker and say, I'm going to create a motherfucker that drink blood out the clear blue sky.
So wait a minute, now you trying to say you believe that whatchamacallit, the United States is creating vampires?
Hey, man. I mean, how can you come up with that concept, dude?
He's trying to say that
the government makes those movies. But they've been saying vampires is real for way, way long time ago.
Yeah, they exist. They do, and werewolves do, too.
Yeah, werewolves, too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
how could you come up with that concept? You can't.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
The thing is, most things that they come up with movies with, it's already a reality.
I gotta be the antagonist for that. Y'all really believe in werewolves and vampires?
Yes.
Well, right, so y'all think Edward and Jacob gonna come get y'all, huh? Alright, y'all just fucking around waiting on Edward and Jacob if you want to.
I don't think Edward and Jacob gonna come get me, but I believe they exist.
Alright, now Mother Nature, I gotta tell you this.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
I'm gonna tell you this. You've seen the bat, haven't you?
All right. I ain't never seen him turn into no vampire. He ain't turned into no 6 foot fucking man talking about with his head slicked back. No, he hasn't turned into one of them.
I didn't say that they turned. I'm not saying that they actually turn into bats and stuff, but I believe that there are people that actually will go around and suck on other people's butt.
Yeah, there is people that do that.
Yeah, that's because they full of that motherfucking rock salt.
So that would be a vampire.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't call him a vampire. Crazy motherfuckers, but I wouldn't call him a vampire.
Okay, well, you believe what you believe, I believe what I believe.
So you actually, okay, all right, well, we're going to do this. All right, Janine, you believe that there's such thing as vampires and werewolves?
Yeah.
I can't hear you, baby. You're breaking up. We have to save somewhere. That's way low ass.
That wasn't me. I'm not saying that wasn't me.
It's way low.
What you done did?
I'm here cooking my steak. I ain't bothering nobody.
Well, could you get away from the motherfucker?
I can't hit the highways across the street. Shit. I'm almost done. Give me beat.
God damn, what are you cooking them in the open and the outdoors?
Well, I can't have a barbecue grill in my room.
Okay.
I could, but I don't think they'll like that very much.
All right, so now let me ask you. All right, we're going to go back to you believe in this? You believe that there really are vampires and werewolves out here?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
All right. I read all the ancient books, not from over here, from all in the other countries. I believe in it. These are old books from way back when, centuries ago, they've been talking about vampires and werewolves.
Okay. Way low. You believe in
yes,
this vampire? You believe it is?
Yes, sir.
Vampires, you do too.
He said yes, sir. See?
All right. Well, I guess, you know, since I asked some Mother Nature.
You asked me first.
I'm sorry. I just don't believe him. I mean, you talk about that. Have I seen it? Well, when that motherfucker transforms to a human or something, that's when I'll be like, well, God, motherfucker. Mother Nature was right. But it's in it, I'm sorry. I mean, y'all can watch. Y'all can watch too much True Blood or whatever the fuck.
You ever seen The Wolfman?
Or Twilight.
No, I read a lot.
The Wolfman ain't nothing but a big ass dog.
I read a lot.
Yeah, and it's all fiction.
So you need that flip flop of this shit.
Fire. I just watched that shit too.
Man, that shit hilarious. I watched it the other day too.
Vampires in Brooklyn. Werewolves in London. You war. I tell you. I don't understand it. But I mean, like I said, that dude eating that motherfucker face. But hey, way low is neither here nor there.
Yeah, maybe
he'll know that, goddamn it. All right, y'all. On that note, we're going to go to a song, man. This is my man, Frank Thomas, the Famo, IVA Jones. All right, check them out, y'all. New cut.
I can remember I was something special. I was meant to do good, let me undress you. Let me take you on a tour across my life. No need to travel the world, might be gone tonight. That's why I'm getting gone tonight. VSOP, bags of wind, we blow trees. I'm feeling polite, I let you blow me. Only if you will promise you don't know me. Confidential and confident, I'm teaching you. Only call you a hoe, cause you know that it's reasonable. Ain't putting you on game, just saying what you thinking. You came to me, remember, grab a bottle, what you drinking. Push the envelope, so I was sipping better. Now you like the stamp on this mail, no letter. I gotta be clear, don't use those four letters. I ain't even say like, so you should know better. Damn. Another miss, got a young heart. When will this shit end? I know how it's gonna start. Yeah, we was both faded, just playing a part. It's called a one night stand. I ain't playing with your heart, damn. Another miss, got a young heart. When will this shit end? I know how it's gonna start. Yeah, we was both faded, just playing a part. It's called a one night stand. I ain't playing with your heart, damn. I'm about to make you the exception. You thought it was a dream, I just made the inception. The only drive I seen was you riding me. Why would I let you? I just met you. Live this life with me, ride with me. Be on the right of me, be a wife to me. You probably don't even think I could fuck. You a dyke to me. Pretty blunt, but you do roll pretty blunt. But pretty ain't enough, baby, get a bigger butt. That's better, but your brain flatter than your chest. Stupid head, just take this baby batter up on your breast. I'm trying to be on the road, up on the jet. You just in the way, customer service rep. Guess you ain't gon' learn today. Try to give them the short road, they take the longer way. Damn, guess they ain't gon' learn today. Try to give them the short road, they take the longer way. Another miss, got a young heart. When will this shit end? I know how it's gon' start. Yeah, we was both faded, just playing a part. It's called a one night stand. I ain't playing with your heart, damn. Another miss, got a young heart. When will this shit end? I know how it's gon' start. Yeah, we was both faded, just playing a part. It's called a one night stand. I ain't playing with your heart, damn.
Yo. Check it out, baby. You got shit misconstrued. The reason I brought you here is so we can do that, you know what I'm saying, and get back to reality. Nah, I can't be your man. I can't be your man, baby. You don't wanna leave. Bitch, can't you see I ain't your man? I wasn't playing. One night stand, I barely even knew you. I met you through my man. The puss was mediocre, the hair was like Ann. But I still can't forget about what you did with that can. Damn, back to the subject, you cram to understand. It wasn't romance, I only want the RAM. And you telling all your bitches, telling all your fam. Phone calls back to back, yeah, my message like spam. Plus you ran through the fam, product of the tramps. And I told you what it was before you got up in that camp. Yo, who this? This is her. Let me hang up. This bitch is OC. Remind me to fuck Frank up. Now, all the bitches that was in the spot that one night, you choose to hook me up with your crazy deranged, low self-esteem, having ass bitch who won't stop calling the phone. I done popped her off, and now she on some other shit, sending texts talking about, oh, God sent you for me, and we were meant to be together, man. Come on, man. I'm done fucking with you, man.
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, this is your Facebook page, right?
Yeah. What's going on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here Facebook.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got called up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace?
No, Steven,
or Twitter?
Bitch, don't lie to me. I'll beat you.
Then come on over to SinCity.com. Where you can talk to whoever you want. You can say whatever you want. Without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace.
Let me get the fuck up out your motherfucking house.
Facebook.
Break your motherfucking stupid ass bitch.
That's,
you know, proof
with a Z.
.com. I just want fucking your friend, bitch.
I knew it. That's why I'm on Facebook, motherfucker. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm the hell no. I'm about to whoop this bitch ass. Oh, motherfucker.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Now we can tell him that commercial. He should have whooped our ass.
Now I wonder what down like who do we say Jeff is?
Oh, you done just smacked in your mouth real quick, man. Fuck you, man. Hey, you done got caught up. You better be trying to be nice.
Oh, whatever.
All right, well, now, let me...
I fucked my friend, too.
You said what? Oh, damn. Well, see, now we can sit down and talk about it. Hey, we can sit down and talk once you said that. Well, I done fucked her, too. You did? Well, now, since you fucking and I fucking, we might as well just go on and bring her on there together. Mm. All right, now check it out, y'all. I played that song because it's just this. I mean, the one night stand thing. I mean, have y'all ever got caught in a situation where this one night stand just really, I mean, this is just like regrettable. You just really just did not want it. I mean, you wish if I could just take it back, I swear to God, I would take this night back. I mean, because these motherfuckers are just all on you talking about. You know, I thought it was more than that. No, motherfucker, you thought it was more than that, and I ain't never call you no more. And ladies, let me ask y'all, can you take being a one-night stand?
No, I can't.
So, Mother Nature, you can't take being a one-night stand?
No, I've never been a one-night stand, and no, I'm too possessive for that.
You too what? You say you too what?
She's too possessive.
So,
why she give up her stuff? You is her.
Oh, damn.
There's going to be a misunderstanding if you don't have that motherfucking phone call.
Exactly.
I was dealing with my boys. Nah, motherfucker, I was looking right at you. What? Huh? I had these binoculars looking right through your window. I seen everything you did. You looked at the phone and put the phone back down. Damn. That's fucked up. Okay. Well, I ain't gonna even ask you that. I'm gonna ask you, what is your biggest problem with the one night standers that you have? I mean, when them motherfuckers keep trying to come back.
That's the problem. They keep trying to come back.
Let me ask you, do you leave the door open for that? Do you be like, well, I mean, are you telling me you do know I'm not fucking with you no more after tonight?
Do you
give them your number and tell them give me a call later on or whatever?
You know, back then, I'm going to say back then, you know, we just used to give out a number. We didn't used to give out, you know, our number anyway. So they could call us back, but it's just the fact they now they know that you have to bring them back to your place. Oh, my God.
Wow. Is that way low again?
Yeah, he needs to be muted when he go outside.
Oh,
But it's like if they know where you live, you know, they stepping outside. When you come home, shit like that. You know, just crazy stuff. And then you don't want to be rude. Then you got to be nice. Oh, you want to come up? Oh, really? Oh. Now I got to move.
You say now you got to move.
But now, cause it was always said that women are more. But now I know it's some men out here that can act like that too. That one night stand motherfucker, like, you know, after he get a shot, he gonna keep coming back and lay claim all the time. Oh, hello.
I ain't say nothing, man.
Okay, man, let me ask you. Can you be a one-night stander, man?
Can I be a one-night stander?
Yeah, they fucked you and they, hey, motherfucker don't call me no more. What about me?
Yeah, it would bother me.
I'm about to say, tell
me. Don't call me no more. Fuck you, mean don't call you no more.
I mean, it was just what it was, dog. Y'all had that one night. It was cool. It was cool. Now, she didn't say it was bad. She just said, you know, we were good for that night.
Yeah, but I think it's the way you can tell a motherfucker, man. You can't be like, all right, don't call me, motherfucker. I won't call you.
All right, but okay. So what if she just get up like, all right, man, I had a good time, deuces.
Hey, I'll be like, fuck you mean, deuces?
I'm finna go.
What does that mean?
I'm finna go. Shit, it was real. I had a good time. Thanks.
I'll be like, all right, well, can I call you? If she say no, then, you know, I'll be upset, but fuck, I mean, what else can I do?
That's my whole thing. Why would you be upset, though? I mean, she didn't say nothing bad to you. She didn't say that, you know, she told you she had a great time. Hey, look, tonight was fun. You just can't get no more. Tonight was fun, but it is what it is.
It's different if you know that going in. You know what I'm saying? If that was said up front, like, you know, it's just a one-time thing for me. You know, you expect that. But if it ain't said up front, you know what I'm saying? Then afterwards, yeah, I mean, that'll fuck with my ego. I ain't going to even lie. It'll fuck with my ego, man.
So you would have to get some type of closure.
Yeah, of course.
Seriously?
Of course.
So every relationship you done had, you need a closure for it? Or you need a closure.
I need closure. I'm the type of guy that needs closure. I need closure.
Okay, all the action.
I gotta have it, man. I mean, you know, I think if you don't want to be with no more, you know, just tell me you don't want to be with me no more. Instead of, you know, running around, not taking my calls, all that kind of bullshit. You know what I mean?
She told you that. I mean, she didn't give you no legitimate reason, but she just told you, all right, motherfucker, that's it.
You talking about as far as the one night stand go? I can't do nothing but respect it. I can't do nothing but respect it and be like, all right.
I ain't gonna
let her know that I'm pissed off.
But
I'd be like, all right,
would she be all kind of bitches and motherfuckers?
Nah, she wouldn't be all that. Unless she was talking bad about her brother.
Nah, she didn't talk bad about you. But now, let's just say, for instance, you see her 2 weeks later in the club, and she just walk past you like you don't exist.
You see all kind of bitches at home.
Memories.
You see all kind of bitches in holes. She walked past me. I'm sitting at the bar. She walked past me. We make eye contact. And she keep going?
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, come here. Get out your motherfucking man. Come here.
The memories.
Okay, now hold on, man. We got Butter on here. Butter, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
All right, Butter. I'm gonna ask you this.
Mhm.
All right, with you being the type of woman you are, I mean, you know, we done been on here enough to know that you kind of bossy in your own way. can you take me in a one night stand? I mean, God just literally, hey, the pussy was good, the head was fine, but I ain't fucking with you no more.
I don't know.
Honestly. I mean, because my man Father Time said, nah, his pride can't take it. Mother Nature says she can't take it. We all know Janine, so we didn't even have to ask her the question.
What was her answer?
She's the one that's running from a motherfucker. What are you talking about? She the motherfucker talking about, all right, that was nice, but I'll see you. Don't call now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so if it turned on her, then how would she feel?
She's probably happy. Oh, I didn't want this motherfucker no way.
No, that's a legitimate question, though. That's a legitimate question.
Okay.
How would you feel if it was flipped?
It probably won't bother me. I don't think it would. Even though I know that probably wouldn't happen, but ever. I don't think it'll bother me.
I mean,
'cause it never has. People that I think they thought I was gonna be a one night stand, and then once they get
it never happened that way.
It never happens that way.
Right, never. So it's
okay. So, all right, Butter. Now we back on you, hypothetically speaking. So we understand that it haven't happened to you. And okay, by that not ever happening to you, I mean, let's just say it happened. How could you deal with it?
I would be outdone and amazed. There must be a hidden camera around here for y'all to see my reaction, because you on bullshit.
I mean, but he said you cool. Hey, you cool. Fuck a brother. Shit, I mean, it is what it was. I just came to fuck you one time and see what it was like. It was fine. The head was beautiful, but, you know, I got what I wanted.
I would probably, honestly, and I know, okay. Basically, I would say, okay, fine, and I'd go about it. But at the same time, in my head, I'm thinking either he's going to be calling me back within 24 hours or something wrong and, you know,
let's go to another scenario. 2 weeks later, you see him in the club. He walked past you and don't say one word to you.
Man, that just, I can't see that happening.
I mean, we hypothetically speaking. I know. But, I mean, okay, because since you can't see it happening, and let's just say it did happen, come on, you know your reaction must gonna be a motherfucker then.
Oh, wow. No, I would probably, I'd probably do something so that I'll know that his eyes and my eyes locked so he can see me. And
he see you and he just
okay. And that would just, you know, I mean, I couldn't even really trip, because if he's that much of a petty person where you know what I'm saying, you can't even respect me enough to, you know.
Hold on. Why is he petty?
There shouldn't be any emotions coming into it anyway. It was just
right, but I'm saying, like, you know, if I
right,
could
so
speak to a person going down the grocery line that I ain't seen in 10 years, or I could speak to a person that I just seen 15 minutes ago at another place, then what's the problem with speaking? You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking you to take me home tonight or buy me a drink, nigga.
okay, maybe he was on something else. I mean, he was just on something. Hey,
okay.
I'm on something. You know, I mean, really and truly, you know.
And a head nod would suffice. But if I can't even get that, something wasn't right.
No, I mean, that's just it. Everything was right.
My mind is fuck him.
If you don't want to speak to me, fuck you. Shit.
So would you slide the room?
Yeah, not me.
Huh?
You don't speak to me.
What you gonna do, grab a arm?
I know.
I mean, honestly, the only way it would bother me is if his sex was garbage and then he tried to do me like that now.
No, everything was good. No, this is what I'm saying. We have everything, and it was good for you, and it was good for him. I mean, this is what he wanted.
Oh, my goodness.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary.
It's a
chirping. Unnecessary.
And I don't know. Way low. I'm out. Way low.
No, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. I had the window with my alarm going off.
Oh, okay.
No, I was finna ask Way low because he's the only one I didn't ask. Way low.
All good.
All right, man. One night stand. Can you handle it?
Yeah, I can handle it. It's been twice where I met a chick, took her to the crib. I mean, the sex was off the chain. We hanging from ceiling fans, and motherfucker clothes came up missing, and all kinds of sparks shot out the ass, and all kinds of crazy shit happened.
Like, okay, if If I had sex with you and I enjoyed it as much as you enjoyed it, and then
right.
I saw you the next day at a club and you play like you didn't see me, hold on. Okay. I might not say nothing to you. I might move on with my life, but at least I'm going to look you in your eye before I just drop you out of my thought. What?
I could see what you. I could see the security pulling you out of the club right now.
No, it ain't that deep.
She kicking and screaming.
Hey,
she kicking and screaming and hollering out.
You the dog, motherfucker!
It ain't that deep.
I'm
just messing with you, man. How you handle it, man? Anybody asking but you, how you handle it?
Actually, I don't think it'll bother me. I really don't think it'll bother me. If that's what it was, that's what it is, fine. I mean, she didn't diss me. She didn't say that, you know, your shit was garbage. You know what I'm saying? She telling me I had a ball, but shit, I just want to fuck you. Okay.
I don't believe, man.
Now, one thing,
I know you, man. Your pride won't let that happen.
And if she passed by you and she don't say nothing to you or speak to you or nothing, that wouldn't bother you.
No, if I ain't got no feelings for her, no. I mean, the only way it's going to bother me is if I got feelings for you. If I don't have no feelings for you or nothing of that nature, no, it's not going to bother me. You can walk past me. Okay, should I? I Ja Rule said shit. I know how hell I still fucked you. I mean, I did, so. I mean.
Wow.
I mean, if with no feelings involved from, I mean, day one, you knew one, no feelings involved. That one night, man, you just got caught up in a moment of lust or whatever. And, I mean, come on, that's what it was. I mean, I ain't finna be the next
whatever,
day.
Whatever, man. You too fucking
you know what,
arrogant
man?
Not to let that shit bother you.
No, I'm arrogant
you.
Enough.
You too fucking
arrogant enough
not
to
let
to work.
This shit bother
I'm
you.
Arrogant enough not to worry about it. See, that's the difference between me and you. You on the other hand, gonna gas up the pace and be trying to follow her ass all around motherfucking town. I just need
her.
Whatever.
I can see us right now walk through the motherfucking village. She walk past and don't say nothing. I can see
and
your ass acting a fool in the village right in front of a little hot dog stand.
Oh, you can't. You can see me telling you, hey, I fucked her. That's what you can see me saying? Yeah, I fucked her. She tripped.
No. No, she said, man, I don't believe that bitch. I'm like, what's up, dog? Man, I fucked her last night, man. She ain't say shit to me.
Oh, man, let's fuck this. Hold on, man.
You already told me.
She just told me. She told me last night. This is what it is. It ain't like that she didn't tell me.
All right, let's take a poll.
You didn't say that
let's
before,
take a poll.
Right?
Jimmy, you believe him? Now, you've been on the show long enough. You heard this motherfucker talk much bullshit. You believe it'd go down like that?
No. I'm sorry, y'all feel that way.
No. Well, I think he. I mean, if ain't no fellas involved, then yeah, I think he would be like that.
Right. Now, if fellas involved, that's something different. But I think this is what y'all not understanding that the person is telling y'all from Jump Street. This is what this is.
Okay. See, maybe I didn't get that. I didn't get that part. All I thought you said was they saw you 2 weeks later. And play like that, and I didn't get that part. Now, if we got to understand it, look, this is I'm just horny right now, and I've been wanting to get at you, and I ain't trying to, you know. That's
what my Facebook status was about today. Ladies like to fuck, get here and bust nuts just like the fellas do. Fruit. Father Time. How far would you go, man? That's how would I go with what? To getting your answer.
What you mean, bro? Break it down for me, man. You kind of lost me a little bit.
I mean, you said that you would want to know. I mean, she just walked past you. Would you, I mean, in all honesty, would you approach her?
If she ain't with no dude, yeah.
But don't
yeah, I'll approach her. Your ass.
Ain't that a blow to your pride? Feel like you're being kind of desperate.
Dang, that ain't got nothing to do with it. No, my pride is what's going to make me approach her. How the fuck you gonna walk away from this? You know who I am?
You better.
That's what I'm saying, man. And you more arrogant than I am, so I know that shit'll bother you.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, we'll agree to disagree on this because I don't believe you.
You don't believe shit I'm
sorry,
saying,
I
say.
I don't believe you. Not when it comes to shit like that. I know you.
If you knew me, you knew it wouldn't bother me.
That's what I'm saying.
I forgot.
Sorry, my bad. You in character right now. I holler at you off air. Get in line, motherfucker.
Oops. You know what, man? I understand, man. Everybody can't. I mean, I understand, man. It fucks with you, don't it? It really fucks with you that I act like this, don't it? Nah, man. I mean,
you act the way you act, man. That's who you are. We've already established that, bro. You is who you say you is.
Well, I'm just an arrogant asshole, right?
Exactly. You said it, not me, but I'll agree with that statement if that's what you're saying.
Hey, guess what?
What's up?
Guess what?
Hmm?
That steak was the shit.
What's
steak? Y'all know that. The steak I was barbecuing.
You know, one of y'all side with the open flames and shit. It sounded like he was barbecuing on top of a damn Buick.
you done ate it already, Wayla?
Fucking right.
Yeah. I ate all day. Goddamn, I had to eat it. As soon as it came off the grill, nice and hot.
Mm-mm. Damn.
Wait a little, man. I think you,
How did you get something sexual out of that, Jermaine? I just want to know.
I was saying the same thing when they said I was blowing down cigarette smoke, so I couldn't say it.
Oh, wow. I mean, I said, he ate a hot steak, and she's like, oh, God damn.
Do pussy
taste like steak? I wonder which one tastes like steak, pussy or dick?
I mean, damn.
Oh, my goodness.
You even have butter confused. Butter like, wait a minute now. I normally can keep up with her, but shit, she done turned one on my ass.
I want to know what sexual thought crossed your mind when he said he just got to eat a steak. It takes a talent to think of something sexual when it comes to steak.
I got it. Ooh, I bet I wish I had some meat in my mouth right now. Am I right?
I wonder if he can eat me up like he ate that steak.
Yes.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Well, that means you want to get ate real quick.
Nice and hot. Now I'm thinking about my own pussy. The way it'd be nice and hot.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
How about both y'all lay on the table? Shit, dinner served.
Not a problem.
And this butter I got is so sweet. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I know, right?
Well,
I know. Only in Sin City can you actually get a sexual conversation out of cooking the motherfucking steak.
I mean.
Look up. For anybody listening, tell your friends, call in, because this is the only place that y'all get conversations like this.
You ain't lying, man.
Like this. You say what?
I say you ain't lying. I can see if we were talking about chocolate dipped strawberries and shit. We were talking about steak. Fucking steak.
And a semi that was riding past.
Juicy. Steak that was barbecued inside of a Buick.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't turn that into eating pussy.
Only in Sin City, boy. You gotta love them. You gotta love them. You got to love the Sin City crowd, boy. I tell y'all, I wouldn't trade y'all for nothing in the world. It's a weight loss shit. I'm going to go out and buy me another steak.
Yeah, I got one in the refrigerator now. Mm. I'm going to call it out.
Call it out and put it on a webcam so I can watch it. Mm.
That motherfucker
right on my pussy. That's all that motherfucker out
of
my pussy.
Okay, all right.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Damn,
it's
a damn shame they stole my computer then. Shit.
Oh, man, I got to send a shout-out to my girl Sometimes. What's up, Sometimes?
Sometimes.
I see okay. You listening. She knows who she is.
All right.
Wow, y'all know who Sometimes is.
Man, all I know is this.
But you just get through drinking, Jermaine.
Stop it. I am.
Oh, you just
she
off of my
she got here drinking some barbecue sauce.
Take
A1. A1, that's what I'm talking about.
Damn, these two motherfuckers look at horny off a damn steak. I didn't, dog. Hey, well, look, y'all know where we at. SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Y'all know. You in the chat room tonight, man?
No, I got to handle that work, man.
I'm boycotting the chat room, man.
Why?
Nobody ever comes.
I do, but it just always kicked me off.
She come 1:30 in the morning talking about who that. I done fell asleep in front of the camera. Mom was looking at me snoring. Like, oh fuck, I'm boycotting the chat room.
I gotta go to work tonight, bro. Gonna be a long one for me.
You got you a little personal thing of Vaseline or lotion?
No, it's not that kind of work tonight.
They're still thinking about sex.
That's cool. I'll take that.
Yeah, that did pop off my head, but I was.
Hey, check this out, y'all. I got a video that I posted. I ain't seen nobody ever, ain't nobody made mention of it, but I got a video on SinCity.Spruce.com that I posted, and it's $100 to whoever can top what this girl did.
Yes, they can't be beat.
Let me go in there right now, because I'm...
$100 to the winner. Now, you gotta post your video. You gotta post your video.
I can post it directly to you.
You can post it to me. You can post it to Father Time, or if you want to post it on Sand City. But you got to be able to beat this girl. You got to be able to.
It can't be done. It can't be done. That shit, what you do, when I watched it, I was like, it ain't going to never end.
What?
That motherfucker had to be about 6 feet long.
Not, 32 inches.
What, she deep-throated it?
Nah.
Hey, you got to watch the video, dude. It's amazing.
Gotta watch
the
video.
It's a talent.
Got no
she got talent.
Didn't he hear him say somebody robbed him?
Look here, this thing been posted on here for 2 weeks. If he ain't watched it, that's his damn fault.
Oops.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Right. Oops.
Wait till I get back on Hulu.
I thought that shit was never ending, man. I was like, wow.
No, wait, look, I don't want to. I don't even want to take the surprise from you, dog. I really don't. When you see it, I just want you to just see it and just. Now, when you see it, whenever you get to see it, I just want your initial first thought.
Mine was wow, incredible.
I watched it on my cell phone,
won't get off.
It's on videos. Yeah, just go to videos, and it said $100 to whoever can top this.
I don't think you'd be done.
I was trying to see was it a trick camera or something. Shit.
That's what I was doing, man. I was like, this got to be a trick to this shit. This can't be real.
All right, change the subject, shit. I can't see the motherfucker. Y'all ain't telling nobody shit.
Rock it, man. Go to the library tomorrow and watch it, man. Go to the library. Make sure ain't no kids around,
that.
Though.
Okay. I'm gonna watch it on my phone.
Hey, no, he gonna get to watch it. The old lady gonna be like, oh, my gracious God. Get this man out of this library now.
It's taking so long, I'm getting impatient.
I don't think he could be top, though. I've never, man, I ain't never seen nothing like that. It just kept coming and coming and coming.
Man, I'm pretty sure, buddy, you are a beast in what you do. But you got to be a bad motherfucker to top this.
Yeah, you do.
I am that, so let me see what it does.
Hey, $100. $100 to whoever can top it.
That's money you're going to save, bro, because I don't think you can be done.
It's not letting me
see it. I don't think you could be top.
Hey, the challenge is out there. All right. Oh yeah, and another thing, y'all, check it out. In the real near future, your boy's gonna start. Hey, we gonna start having fun. We gonna take Sin City in a whole nother direction. We gonna have some fun, man. We actually gonna sit back. Y'all gonna get to know your boy Kaz. Up close and personal. I'm gonna start posting my video blogs. Hey, y'all gonna get to know Kaz and Father Time up close and personal. We gonna clown this thing. We gonna have some fun with it. But, hey, y'all get to get. Hey, be looking out for them. They coming in the real near future. And it's all in fun. So if anybody get offended, fuck you.
He said, "Fuck
it." It's all in fun. I mean, hey, come on, y'all. We call the show just to have fun, so that's what I'm gonna do. In the spirit of Sin City, we're gonna keep having fun. I know a couple of blogs me and Father Time probably fall out about, but hell, I'm gonna do them anyway.
Yeah, I get final approval, bro. They'll go.
Hold on, man. We got somebody calling in. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
What's up, the good Rev?
Yeah.
Man, Rev show almost over.
I know. I was sitting out here drinking and talking to my cousin. You know, a lot of shit going on. And then I looked up and it was 8:40. I said, shit, y'all done made me miss it again.
Well, better late than never. Better late than never.
Next time, tell your cousin to call the show.
Right.
Oh, he ain't going to call. I'm talking to him and his wife out here. He ain't going to call.
Yeah, I'm your cool ass son.
He all right. I mean, he, as well as to be expected right now, because my aunt, that was his girl. She was the first one to let him drive and do all these different things. So, no, he hurting right now, but he's still a little cool ass nigga.
All right. Now, hey, next time, when you see him, tell him Kaz and Father Time want to know.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I know that was his thing for a minute.
All right, let's hit off with the question. All right, Rip, I'm going to hit you off with the question.
All right, what's the question?
How do you handle one-night stands?
Shit, fuck them, shit. I mean, what it is. Shit, I mean, hell. I mean, if that happens, then it just happens. I mean, what you supposed to do? I ain't finna chase after no son bitch, that's for sure.
I like
it. Right, hit off with the scenario.
Okay, now, all right. One night stand. You know, y'all both agreed to it. Y'all both, you know, he said, hey. But now 2 weeks later, he see you in the club. You see him. He walk past you. He don't say shit. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, nigga.
I mean, but now that was his thing. It was a one-night stand, so why I got to be fuck him?
I mean, okay, you walk past you and shit. You don't know me and I don't know you. It is what it is. Bye.
Okay, so do you think somewhere down the line that, I mean, like, okay, well, let me ask this. Okay, let's say a year passed. And he called you.
Uh-huh.
Would you take his call?
Okay. Yeah, I'll take his call.
Would you fuck with him again?
After he
played like he didn't see her, or?
Oh, yeah, hold on. But trust me, I'm going to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, before y'all even got this started, he like, you know, okay, this is, you know, I don't want to get at you. Fuck it, you might have, feelings was neutral. You want to get at him. All right, y'all got into it. You know, it was good. It was good for him. It was good for you. He was like, shit, all right, you know, we cool. You know, we did that. That's what we both wanted to do, but, you know, that was that. And that was it. Now, then the 2 week thing passed. He see you in the club. He ain't say nothing to you. But now a year passed and he give you a call. Would you fuck with him?
I mean, I listened to what he had to say. But,
he calling you like, hey, you want to go out or something?
Go out and do what?
That's the same thing we did last time.
I mean, hell, if I feel like it, then yeah. But if I don't feel like it, then no. So.
I mean, but you're not holding no resentment. I mean, if you're busy, then you're busy.
No,
but if not,
I ain't holding no resentment because I shouldn't have been having no one-night stand in the first damn place. So, I mean, like I said, it is what it is.
Okay. I but
mm-hmm.
same scenario.
I don't think that I would, if we already had the conversation from jump, then we see each other, he don't see me, I move on. So when he called me like a year later, shit, I really don't feel like wasting my time on it. I should have already found some better dick by then.
Okay, but now, I understand what y'all saying, but I'm saying that the guy, he didn't, I mean, okay, but in your eyes, what did he do that was so wrong?
He didn't do nothing wrong. He didn't
you
do
sure?
nothing wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. I'm just saying, like I said before, I can't see it happening. So if it did happen, then why waste my time a second go around with somebody who is just wanting to use get it for a 24-hour marathon or something? No, thank you.
But you wanted it too. You didn't want
I got it already. I got it already.
Okay. All right. Well, what? What if he was one of the better ones? One of the ones that just, you know what I'm saying? Just
he was the one of the better ones. Guess what? I'll go on my repertoire and get that one that was almost just like him and get it on.
So you really have a problem with this guy?
No, I don't have a problem. I just don't feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Always somebody better.
It's always somebody that can do what he did.
Oh, yeah.
And better. Longer.
Harder.
Deeper.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, dog. It sound like animosity to me. Sorry, motherfucker. I got some animosity.
I don't know animosity.
Oh, because this, I'm saying this is because this man, I mean, he ain't, I mean, listen to you. I found somebody longer, harder, but this man ain't never said nothing bad about you, though.
He didn't have to.
Oh, just because he didn't come back, that was enough.
No,
I think
because
first of all, it's
like this. We already had the conversation, that you can't come back or you don't want to come back for some reason. So if I was really, I probably wouldn't even fuck with you just because you just want to screw me one time and get, you know, this.
Well, wait a minute. Women do that all the time.
Okay.
Janine says she do it all the time.
No, I didn't.
She said, fuck him. Fuck him.
I did say fuck him. Because if that's what it is, that's what it is. You don't go backwards.
No,
if we was having a one-night stand, then that's what the hell it was.
That's
a one-night
what it was,
stand.
A one-night stand.
Don't call me 2 weeks. Don't call me in a year.
Now, if you in the middle of that one-night stand and you be like, damn, this pussy's so good, I don't want it to be a one-night stand, that's a different situation. But if you get up from that one-night stand and you move on.
There's no other sex.
Huh? What
did she say? You flip-flopping, you can't be flip-flopping. See, that's exactly what I be talking about.
You know, you can't just, I can't put myself in a situation where we done agreed to this situation and then you wait till a year later to say, I want to hit that again. No. No. This should have, you shouldn't have been able to sleep after that anyway, so no.
Well, why is it okay? When a man do that, it's fucked up, but when women do that, it's okay. A woman can call you a year later, but as soon as a dude call you, it's like, fuck you.
All goes back to what I said.
Because 9 times out of 10, a man is grateful for her doing that anyway.
What? Huh? Wait a minute.
He's not offended by her doing it anyway. Regardless of whether you say it, why is it okay for her to do it? Because he say it's okay for her to do it. He ain't going to get mad because she finna throw him some pussy.
That's what I said. If y'all choose to fuck her again, that's y'all choice.
I'm saying.
We just do not choose to do that. I know I don't.
I bet you right now, if you take a poll out of 100 men, how many men, if they got their phone call, would
say yes and not turn the motherfuckers down. It'll be like 100% that'll say yeah and 0% that'll turn their ass down. Mm-hmm. Men ain't never turn them down no ass.
Amen. Say that again.
That's just the truth. Niggas ain't turning down no pussy.
No, they ain't.
Okay, I mean, well, no, I understand your point, but shit, I mean, women ain't turning down dick nowadays neither.
Shit, the motherfuckers got options here, they do. I had a motherfucker told me, I'm turning down dick all the time.
Ain't it the truth? Gotta come up with excuses.
I heard a motherfucker told me, I'm seeing my other nigga today, I'll catch you on the weekend.
I'll be pissed. Hey, you know what? I thought about it.
Yeah, I wasn't mad about it. I just deleted her number on my phone, you know.
We
move on, shit.
Well, because now, see, in that sense, man, she was trying to diss you. She was trying to diss, huh?
I said, yeah, she didn't have to say that.
Right, she was on some dick shit, so yeah.
I told her to keep it real with me, shit.
Yeah,
you don't want to fuck me, you don't want to fuck me, but shit.
But now, in a sense like that, I hear what you're saying, but in a sense like that, that bitch was just trying to be an asshole. Now, that bitch was being an asshole about that one. Mm.
Should have drop kicked her ass. As soon as she turned her back, you should have drop kicked her. Now I catch you on the weekend.
Have a nice trip, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Catch me on the weekend. Man, I'd have power bombed her. Catch you on the weekend.
Alright,
you try that shit then. You see how sensitive I am then.
Whatever. Don't try to get hard tonight. You wasn't quite that hard yesterday.
Whatever. Don't fuck with my man.
We all know he was a sensitive pimp last night, so.
That's right.
They said you actually be like, well, just try harder. Just try harder tomorrow. God damn.
Well, no, that would be some foul shit.
You don't have to wear stilettos.
A woman will tell a man that.
Your feet hurting, baby. Your feet hurting.
You don't have to wear them stilettos. Don't wear those.
Mother Nature has to tell me to get the smacking bitches around. Hey, bitch, get your ass back out there on that motherfucking track. You bring your ass up here and off. Look at nigga. You can't be soft on these hoes.
What is she doing? Is you fucking this bitch? Cause you ain't acting right.
Soft on them hoes.
Hey, bitch, come in broke. Hey, I ain't got no money.
Let's get ready to roll.
Okay.
You better go take out a damn loan.
Yeah, you better pay their loan or something. You go. Bitch, I'll
get a payday loan.
Yeah,
who's gonna get a payday loan?
Kids, you better do something. If you ain't coming to here broke. They get to hear that Michael Buffer. Oh shit, he for the start.
She ain't got no money.
Hell yeah, shit. Ain't got no money. You hear the hey, see it.
Better go get some blood.
Well, something.
But you can't be fucking up your hoes, though, man. Ain't nobody gonna buy them.
There you go.
I ain't got no one with two black eyes.
What I just said you a few minutes ago. Well, niggas ain't turning down no pussy. Black eyes, broke arms, your body cast, big toe missing, still gonna get fucked.
See, I know his problem. He's been watching that damn Mac too long.
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father. I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your lover. But you gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
You know what I'm saying? Them Mother Nature come kicking them in their ass. Get your ass out on that track, bitch. Hey, they would need to come to her. They need to come to him. We just want to talk to Father Todd. Nah, bitch. Get your ass back on that motherfucking track. Man, I forgot to give your thing to him, dog. Why am I being fired from being a pimp? Simply Father Time.
You ain't no player.
Right. That's it right there.
You know, Rev, it was cool, but now you know.
I don't give a damn. Get started when I'm ready for your ass
shit
tonight.
I ain't gonna even fuck with you because you called too goddamn late. Now, if it was early,
any excuse to do, because I'm ready.
Oh, shit. About to be some smoking.
Now, play that Michael Buffer again. Get ready to rumble up in this motherfucker.
Oh,
I ain't scared of you.
I ain't scared of your ass either.
Why are you so violent with me, man?
I'm not violent.
What
I'm just
do
telling
to you.
You. I'm just telling you this right here. I ain't scared of your sensitive ass. That's just the bottom line.
I know you ain't calling the shit out, but don't be stepping out of bounds no more, all right? Stay in your lane.
Who you talking
lane,
to me
man
and Mother Nature?
I'm talking to you.
Mother Nature.
I'm talking to you.
You talking to the wrong one, because you don't scare me with that bullshit.
Come on.
I ain't worried about her, man. She already know what time it is. Don't you, Red? Don't you?
No, sir. No, sir.
Shut up! Shut up! Say no! Oh shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck ever.
Oh Lord!
See, I wasn't ready for you. I wasn't ready for you tonight.
I know you ain't. You ain't never gonna be ready for me. Stay in your lane, playboy.
You just think you're real tough, huh?
I ain't trying to be tough, and I don't claim to be tough. But you need to stay in your lane. Mm.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Well.
All right, y'all. We've come to another end of the show. So they kick us off. We went over again. All right, check it out. We're gonna do like we always do. Rev, you got any last words for us?
No, I'm glad I called. Y'all did make me laugh tonight. Thank you very much.
That's what's up.
What'd you say? What'd
she say? I said y'all did make me laugh tonight. Thank you very much.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing no.
I mean, whatever. You play a recording, you hear me in the raw. What's up, nigga? Mm.
Real tough. Real tough. In New Mexico,
real
some goddamn well.
Yes, I am in New Mexico, but I'll be in Indiana pretty soon. Get your $15 ticket and meet me. How about that?
I'm gonna need a $30 ticket round trip.
Well, $30 ticket, $15, $30, whatever.
I ain't fucking with you, man.
I know that's right, cause I ain't to be fucked with.
Y'all nurture and duke it out.
You know what I'm saying? She tough tonight, and I'm always on her side.
No, you not.
It's Okay.
I'm always on your side.
Anyway, I enjoyed y'all tonight.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. Well, you got any last words?
Sorry I couldn't call earlier. I enjoyed myself tonight. Talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. Way low.
Who's the boy entertainment? Yes.
He done put a dude in his head, boy.
He changed it up. I'm going to get that one down pack too.
y'all ain't shit. Today, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I wish I could be fucked with tonight on the side.
All right, Mother Nation.
Yes, it was a good show, very entertaining, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
What's up, homie?
Hey, man, SinCity.Spruce.com. Hey, Rev.
Don't even start. Just close.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Whatever, nigga.
All right, y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com. Like I said, man, be checking for the video blogs. They coming real soon. We finna act the ass on y'all. All right. Good night.
Hey, my first video is going to be on the Rev, man. My first video is going to be for the Rev. I want you to make sure
you tune in.
You
a damn lie. It ain't for me.
Good night,
about you, baby.
Good night.
Good night.